Well, the more a mechanical fact enters into the consideration of the individual, and we're not entering this into your consideration right now. You entered this into your consideration. I've just kind of forgotten how many eons ago you decided to assume this consideration, and we were merely exposing it and the reconscious mind. That's a new kind of mind that was invented after we abandoned the unconscious mind. We had to revive it and so forth so we would have something to be significant about. But where you get Mr. Freud's orientation point as sex, your orientation point is then an identification, so you can talk about anything. You can then talk about anything as identified as sex, you see. Then you could say everything as a sexual symbol. If we pick orientation point, sex, then sex itself becomes stationary and unchanging. And everything else has MMM in relationship to sex. Mass, meaning, and mobility in relationship to sex. But what, does sex change? No, because we have assumed it as an orientation point. We have assumed it as the one fixed point, and the only thing we can really change are symbols. We've selected out, then, sex as an orientation point. So, that's the orientation point. So it's not going to change. Which means, of course, you couldn't have done a single thing for anybody with psychoanalysis. By definition, we have assumed sex as an orientation point, and therefore this is the one thing which mustn't change. And everything then must be evaluated by or considered as or related to sex, so everything else becomes MMM on the organization point of that orientation point. Because that's the organization point. An orientation point is the point from which you start from with all logical concatenations. Every science picks in its considerations some orientation point. The science of physics, for instance, picks as its orientation point some unreasonable assumption or other, and then goes on. Now, they, by the way, have never articulated what the orientation point of physics is, and yet they seem to be very precise about it. You could come along and do this for them, just like we can come along and define transference for the field of psychoanalysis, and so on. Well, a lot of people have defined transference. Well, let's get the common denominator of what all kinds of people have defined transference as, and so forth. We would have added something to the subject. Let's look at the subject itself. We find out that if we're just going to observe it or examine it, that we've got no business making definitions for it that weren't there. See that?